This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, COVID. Federal government has ordered Johnson & Johnson to take control of a factory in Baltimore being used to produce doses of a vaccine. Well, vaccines, plural, for COVID-19. Workers in the factory mix up ingredients for the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca vaccines being prepared at the factory. This ruined 15 million doses. Reports of the spoiled vaccines create a headache for the Biden administration, which is really pushing to get these done. There are rumors that the administration has pushed Democratic governors across the United States to publicly receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on camera to send the message that it's safe for the public. There's also speculation that the rising number of cases reported recently are due to false positives from PCR tests due to setting the cycle threshold too high. We've talked about this previously. At any rate, as public anxieties about the latest wave of COVID cases intensifies, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has given Johnson & Johnson full responsibility for the Baltimore factory, hoping that it will prevent any future disruption in production. In the U.K., everyone who goes to the pub is going to have to check in with the National Health Service using its COVID app. This begins next Monday. Under new rules for every punter who wants a pint, this is a government effort to contact trace everyone who gathers in public, whether it's for a drink or going out to eat with a group. You either have to use the app or give your contact details when you check in at the restaurant or pub. Here in the United States, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has become the second governor to ban the idea of vaccine passports, something the Biden administration has publicly denied working on, but behind the scenes, according to the Washington Post, is coordinating with private efforts so they can deny publicly we're not doing it while making it almost impossible to do anything without having a vaccine passport. This executive order by Governor Abbott was signed Tuesday prohibiting the government from requiring any sort of vaccine passport, saying that people shouldn't need proof to go about their daily lives. This follows Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, who signed a similar executive order last week. Speaking of Governor DeSantis, topic number 4 today, Florida man bad. Why is the corporate media here in the United States trying to paint Ron DeSantis in a bad light? The left-leaning press, but I repeat myself, continues to find faults with the Florida Republican over his handling of the COVID outbreak and the vaccine rollout, despite statistics that show that his strategy of taking a less restrictive approach to dealing with the pandemic has been more effective than prominent Democratic governors like Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom. On Sunday, case in point, 60 Minutes ran a story in which they selectively edited responses to a question from one of their reporters by Governor DeSantis that made it appear as though he were trying to hide something, a pay-for-play scandal. 60 Minutes facing some backlash for the way it decided to air this story. As part of a larger story on vaccine rollout in Florida, the program 60 Minutes spotlighted a recent $100,000 donation from the chain of grocery stores Publix to DeSantis' reelection bid. The story by correspondent Sharon Alfonsi suggested there was a possible link between that donation and Publix stores being used as vaccination points, which would be a serious issue of foul play, pay for play, if it were true. But beyond mentioning the public finance aspect, 60 Minutes didn't offer any substantive proof of this accusation or allegation. And after the report aired, the Democratic director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Democratic county mayor of Palm Beach County both publicly responded and slammed CBS News, saying that partnering with Publix was not suggested by anyone from Governor DeSantis' office. In a Sunday night tweet directed at 60 Minutes, Florida Division of Emergency Management Director Jared Moskowitz wrote, "I said this before and I'll say it again. Publix was recommended by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Department of Public Health." And again, the Florida Division of Emergency Management headed up by a Democrat. Palm Beach County Mayor Dave Kerner offered a similar statement on Monday. Well, CBS News apparently took broad liberties in its editing, cutting most of Governor DeSantis' responses out of the interview and making it appear as though he were trying to duck the question. Now, Molly Hemingway, who's an editor at the online news site The Federalist, argued that CBS News, quote, refused to interview people who disputed its false narrative, selectively edited video to hide facts and omitted data that debunked its thesis and accurately described Florida's success, end quote. Hemingway, suggesting that 60 Minutes purposely pushed a false narrative to protect its favored governors, including New York's Governor Cuomo and California's Governor Newsom. Governor Cuomo, by the way, whose office is still under federal investigation over the way it handled nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic. And speaking of CBS News, it appears that that organization, once considered the epitome of broadcast journalism, has sunk to just straight opinion activism. Last week, April 2nd, they came out with a supposedly straight news article with this headline: Three Ways Companies Can Help Fight Georgia's Restrictive New Voting Law. Three Ways Companies Can Help Fight Georgia's Restrictive New Voting Law. This was written by CBS Money Watch reporter Christopher J. Brooks, and it gave three suggestions for companies to boycott Georgia's voting law, according to activists. Well, the story has been yanked, according to reports, because of pushback not just from the public over the slanted nature of this report, but because of backlash from other journalists who recognize opinion pieces when they see them. Topic number three: that sound you hear, maybe the other shoe dropping, talking economically. Employment growth is continuing in the U.S., and economic optimism is growing here as restrictions from the pandemic are beginning to lift across the country. People are getting back out into public, and that's releasing some pent-up consumer demand. But this is accompanied by strong cost pressures in March, that is, led by a record, according to the survey, of a record rise in input prices across the basic materials category, the raw materials needed to produce goods. Economic optimism plus rising costs equals a surge in inflation. That, of course, coupled with the increase in the money supply, which has been massively increased due to the pandemic stimulus checks that have been sent out over the past year. But so costs combined with high prices, or high demand rather, to push prices higher. But at the same time, real manufacturing measured by factory orders declined in March, which suggests that the real worry here is not increasing prices so much as stagflation, which is a toxic mix of increasing prices and suppressed demand, a sluggish economy. Now, traditional Keynesian economics says this can't happen, but it has happened within living memory. If you're old enough like me to remember the economic impact of the OPEC oil embargo back in the early 1970s, where we had higher prices caused by a rapid increase in fuel costs coupled with a sluggish economy because of the rapid increase in fuel costs that we couldn't afford. That may be what is ahead for us. Again, not trying to stoke fear, just be prepared and get out of debt if you possibly can. Topic number two, Jordan. Jordan's Prince Hamza has made up with King Abdullah II. The family feud has been resolved thanks to intervention from an intermediary, a family friend. Prince Hamza has pledged allegiance to King Abdullah II following those mediation talks. The talks were announced by the palace on Tuesday, which successfully de-escalated the most serious internal political crisis in Jordan in decades. Jordanian authorities had accused the former crown prince of being involved in a malicious plot, perhaps with outside actors, along with two senior Jordanian officials who worked in the palace, leading to the king placing his half-brother under house arrest. In a statement released by the professional mediator, friend of the family, this regrettable incident was blamed on, quote, the clumsy actions of a senior security official and misrepresentation by a government official. It should have remained a family matter, end quote. Except that anything that affects Jordan because of its situation, its location there in the middle of a an always delicate situation in the Middle East is never going to be just a family matter. Speaking of Jordan and its influence in the Middle East, it has regained control over the Waqf. This is the Islamic organization that controls the Temple Mount. It held its first session on Monday after being reconfigured by the presidency of the Jordanian Council of Ministers. This is just 2 years after Jordan loosened its grip on the Temple Mount. I told you about this a couple of years ago, when it placed local members, people in Israel, on the Waqf Council. It has again changed direction and added Jordanian members to the charity group and removed two Palestinian Arabs, increasing the size of the council from 18 to 23, which makes it weaker. No individual member has as much power as they had before, and it transforms the WAC from a local council governing the sanctuary to a Jordanian government entity. The two key members removed, Hatem Abdel Kader, a leader of the Fatah movement, that's the political party that runs the PA in Ramallah, and Mazen Sanokrat, who's a former Palestinian economy minister and Jerusalem businessman. This transformation came in response to the activism of the WAC, which, when the Palestinian members were included 2 years ago, immediately began agitating for tighter control over the Temple Mount, which resulted in the WAC invading the Mercy Gate a couple of years ago. And since then, the WAC has been challenging the Jordanian crown over its decisions as to how to control and policies over the Temple Mount. Now the Jordanian palace has regained that control. And speaking of Israel, by the way, very quickly, President Reuven Rivlin has given permission to Benjamin Netanyahu to try to form a coalition government. He's got 28 days to do so. However, as of now, the way the results of the vote turned out, the odds of that look slim. The odds look better that there will be a fifth election coming sometime soon. Well, straight ahead. Alexa, stay. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Carl Gallup's brand new eye-opening book, The Summoning, along with a never-before-released two-part Summoning Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. In Carl Gallup's book, The Summoning, you will be thrust headlong into the original days of Noah and experience the moment the antediluvian world was ripped apart at the seams. Walk the Jordan River Valley with Jesus and his disciples as they made their way up to Jerusalem one last time. Be made privy to the true meanings behind the otherwise hard sayings that Jesus proclaimed all along his way to Calvary. How to navigate sensitive topics like self-defense, survival, and prepping while readying your home and family for the days ahead. Learn the shocking truth of what Jesus really meant when he warned that the very last days would be just like the days of Noah. You'll also receive the Summoning Companion DVD. Join Pastor Carl Gallups for this incredible exclusive two-part sermon. From living without fear in the midst of a global pandemic to the question surrounding what Jesus is telling people through the prophecy of the fig tree and the return of Israel, this companion DVD is a must-have.
It is the defining factor of the age we're now living in. The most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ.
But that's not all. We are also including the timeless Skywatch TV Classics Volume 1 and 2. This two-disc collection is valued at $150 all by itself and includes the best of the most popular audio series in the history of our ministry. Now you can re-experience entire audio series like Something Transhuman This Way Comes, The Coming Replacement Humans, As It Was in the Days of Noah, Conspiracy Theory, Special Edition, The Coming Zombie Apocalypse, and Psychotronic Warfare, all on two digitally remastered volumes. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $195. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for the coming days of Noah and realize the chronology of the future as it's finally unveiled in The Summoning Special Offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, trust your dog's instincts. A viral video on TikTok as the internet talking as of this recording. This on the screen behind me is Tyson. As you can see, Tyson is a dog. And in the TikTok video that has drawn more than 9 million views as of this recording, Tyson can be heard howling at an Amazon Alexa device after the device called him a bad, bad, bad boy. Tyson's response, of course, struck a chord with many dog owners around planet Earth. But to me, this begs a few questions to get at the creation of this video. Why would anyone program their digital assistant like Alexa or Siri or Google Home or whatever to taunt your dog just to make a viral video? I mean, what kind of person would do that? This is like watching a setup for an episode of The Black Mirror, which is a series all about how our digitally connected society is changing and not for the better. What What's telling about this video, though, is that the dog also howls when Alexa says that Tyson is a good, good boy. See, Tyson just doesn't like Alexa because Tyson is smart and he knows that on the other end of Alexa is somebody on the other side of the planet who is recording, cataloging, and archiving every sound happening inside Tyson's home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Tyson is trying to warn his owner. They know where you live. They're coming for you. They're already inside the house. Disconnect those digital assistants. You don't know who's listening and what might eventually come back to haunt you, especially in our cancel culture. Well, we plan to be in Israel again this fall. We are keeping an eye on the situation there and pray that the travel situation clarifies. Believe me, we're keeping a very close eye on this with our partners in Israel, Lipkin Tours. But as of now, October 3rd through 18th are the dates. We plan to be there going from north to south, from the Golan Heights to the Negev, and seeing archaeological sites that will make the Bible come alive. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, the Temple Mount, sites in the area the world calls the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, that other tours won't visit, like Shiloh, Bethel, Joshua's Altar, Gilgal, Rephaim. Why is that important? It's not in the Bible, but why is it important? We've got archaeological research to explain why that's relevant and why that's important. And then, of course, the optional 3-day extension to Jordan, which has some mind-blowing sites that you will not want to miss. What did Moses see from Mount Nebo? You can see it with your own eyes. And we'll explain the prophetic significance of that view from Mount Nebo towards Jericho. Why are the plains of Moab below that mountain significant? Oh, yeah, and you can see the ruins of ancient Sodom from there, too. Also, Petra, that's a bucket list item. Don't miss it. You can find out more, including a sample itinerary and a complete breakdown of costs at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Speaking of prophecy, we are in the most prophetically significant time since the first century AD. Pastor Carl Gallups, that's one of his favorite phrases, and his new book dives deeper into that. The Summoning is the book, and he talks with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team on this week's broadcast program. You can find the schedule for our over-the-air broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels, or just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku, Apple TV, or your Amazon Fire Stick. The way to work it with Amazon Fire Stick, we don't actually have an Amazon app, but if you've got a YouTube account, subscribe to our YouTube channel and then add the YouTube app for Amazon's Fire Stick to your Fire Stick, and then you'll get us that way. Or the simple way is just to download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. All of our video content, plus important news and a schedule of our upcoming events, all of that directly to your iOS or Android device, your Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those. It's free, and links to those app stores are posted at skywatchtv.com. My novels, available for you to read for free, humbly suggest you give them a try, and they are for free if you're a subscriber to Amazon's Kindle Unlimited program, but it is a risk-free way to try out my hand at fiction. Also, Sharon's Red Wing Saga series of novels, 7 books in all now, all of those available for the program. Many other excellent books as well available for the Kindle Unlimited program. If you love to read, it's a good deal, and like I said, a way to try something out. And if you don't like it, just return it and get something else. You'll find the links to my novels at my Amazon author page. Everything else I do, linked from our website, that is gilberthouse.org, which features the weekly Bible study Sharon and I produce, the Gilbert House Fellowship, going through the Bible verse by verse in chronological order. Don't miss it, gilberthouse.org. Tomorrow, we talk to Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis about the Biden administration's foreign policy, specifically regarding Iran and how its policies toward Iran will affect us, Israel, and the rest of the world. That's tomorrow on 5 and 10. Until then, thanks for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV.